Hello, everybody. Hope you all had a great week. You remembered to spring forward and fall back. Man, don't you just love when the sun stays up until like 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, depending upon where you're at? I love it. Did you all watch the Oscars? If you're movie fans, I know you watched the Oscars. I hate Hollywood, but I always watch the Oscars. The highlight for me, Godzilla Minus One won the visual effects Oscar. Yeah, let's hear it. Just let this sink in. Godzilla's budget, the entire budget for the movie, $15 million. That's the entire budget. And it was up against Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning. It was up against Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I'll bet those two films, I'll bet their catering budget was $15 million. Are you kidding me? Just think about that. So yeah, I hate Hollywood, but I applaud that. I can't wait for y'all to see the movie, if you haven't gone to a theater to see it. When it's released to the streaming platforms, please see it. It's not just a monster movie. The story is really well done. I mean, you care about these characters. You know as well as I do, and we've talked about it. We talked about it in the first season when we were discussing writing. So many horror movies, especially horror movies, there's no character development. And you really don't care when these characters get killed in some ghastly way. Who cares, right? And when I wrote The Hike, you know, you spend the first 20 minutes of the movie, 25 minutes of the movie with the two leads. So you're emotionally invested. Same thing with Godzilla Minus One. It's a while before Godzilla shows up on screen, but you're with these characters, and the backstory of the lead character is so emotionally charged. I'm not going to give it away, but yeah, I was really pleased. I was shocked, then overcome with joy. Yay. Some kind of an exuberant sound came out of my body when they announced that Godzilla had won. It was a pretty special night, just because that happened. Otherwise, you can keep the Oscars. Everything else was pretty boring. Though I did see the ratings were really impressive. Thanks to Oppenheimer and Barbie, which I think everyone on the planet has seen. You know, that equals a vested interest in those two films. Hence, all the eyeballs glued to the festivities. You know what? I shouldn't be so harsh. Admittedly, I must say, when Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling were on stage and they were having their little friendly competition spat, that was pretty special. And Ryan Gosling doing I'm Ken. Those were two highlights, along with Godzilla winning. All right, this isn't about the Oscars. This is about production, and this episode is about one of my screw-ups. I'm going to call this In the Heat of the Moment, and it's not the Asia song. That's a reference that's going to fly over some of your heads. Asia was a band, and they had a top hit with Heat of the Moment. We all do things in the heat of the moment that we look back on and we regret, that we look back on and we think, God, why the hell did I do that? If y'all remember our location, the house was in the middle where the owners lived, and then north, south, east, west gave me different looks. The contours of the grounds were completely different. On this property, and it was a sprawling, expansive property, there was a dirt road that went all around the property. So we could load up a car and take it on this dirt road to whatever location, wherever we were shooting, we could take this car that was filled with equipment usually, and a few lazy fucks who didn't want to walk. We could take this car and park it on the dirt road. Well, we found out early on that a car would be great for electricity. What I did was I bought inverters. So what you do with an inverter is you have the car running, you hook the inverter up to the car's battery, and you can actually plug an extension cord into the inverter, and you've got electricity. Extension cords are usually called stingers on set. I don't know why. I learned that when I was in film school. Hand me a stinger, hand me an extension cord. A few of the areas that we were shooting in, the dirt road was a decent distance away from where we set up the camera. And like I had told you before, we did have a monitor set up for the script supervisor. And on occasion, maybe twice, I think, I went over to the monitor because the DP asked me to look at a camera move and he wanted my opinion on it. Now keep in mind, I never went over to the monitor to see a playback of a shot, but we did have the monitor set up just in case we needed it, and plus the script supervisor was using it. We also had camera battery chargers running off the inverter, and that was very important that we always have spare camera batteries. Yeah, if I failed to mention that during pre-production, be sure you have enough camera batteries. You don't want to have two. You want to have more than two. So you're using one and the other one's on charge. It also depends on how long those batteries take to charge up to 100%. You'll find out from the rental house or find out from your DP. If a battery takes 2 hours to charge, you probably need to get more than three. I digress. So we've got the car and the inverter on the dirt road, and 200, 300 feet from the dirt road is where the camera is set up and where the script supervisor is set up. Everybody's kind of hanging out behind the camera. I brought stingers with me, but I didn't bring enough. The stingers that I brought were too short. Now keep in mind, we're a good 30 minutes away from any kind of civilization, actually. A windy two-lane road up a hill, and to go to restaurants, gas stations, whatever you wanted, it's 30 minutes away. Well, when we realized early on that we didn't have enough stingers, our extension cords were not long enough, I asked a PA to go to Home Depot. There was a Home Depot down on the main road. I asked a PA to go to Home Depot and pick up 3 or 4 extension cords, and to get the longest lengths that they had, which is usually 100 feet. So she brought back 4 100 footers. And she was gone, half hour down, half hour back, half hour in the store. She was gone an hour and a half, 2 hours. And it's okay, because, you know, the stingers that I did have on hand, we just chained them all together and we had what we needed. But just to be on the safe side, I wanted more and we needed more. When I asked the PA to go to Home Depot, I gave her my credit card. Y'all know where this is going, don't you? Okay, it's all good. She comes back 2 hours later, hands me my credit card, gives me the receipt, gives me the 4 stingers. All is good. After we wrapped production, probably a week, maybe 2 weeks later, I get a notification from the bank that my credit card was used to buy hundreds of dollars worth of iTunes gift cards. Of course, when I got that notification, I shut down the credit card, locked it up. The bank sent me a new one. And then I filled out the necessary paperwork telling them that no, I did not buy hundreds of dollars worth of iTunes gift cards. And they credited my account. Oh, by the way, remember there was a PA that I had to fire because she was worthless? That is the PA that I gave my credit card to. That is the PA that took my credit card to Home Depot. And I'm assuming that's the PA who left the set disgruntled because I fired her ass, and then she put the screws to me by using my credit card number to purchase iTunes gift cards. Had I not fired her, would she have done that? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But ladies and gentlemen, the moral to this story is, don't give people your credit card to go out and buy things during production or during pre-production. If you're going to use a credit card, you personally use it. You personally buy whatever it is you're needing to buy using that credit card. You know, if you need to send a PA out during production to purchase this or purchase that, give them cash. Do not give them a credit card. Now, caveat to this is, if they're a relative, if they're a great friend, if you know them, tread lightly, because people you know, so-called friends, can still screw you. can still commit fraud, but never, ever give your credit card to a complete, total stranger to go and purchase something during production. Now you know why I call this mistake of mine in the heat of the moment. Why did I do that? I was wearing so many hats. I was teetering on the edge of total chaos on my set. I just didn't want to deal with having to gather up the cash. Tension cords are expensive, especially a 100-footer. I didn't have that cash on me, so I just whipped out the plastic. Assuming someone working for me, someone I was paying, I could trust. But I learned my lesson. Never, ever, ever give your credit card to a total stranger, someone you have known for just a few days, a few hours, whatever it may be. Don't do it. Use cash or send someone you completely and totally trust with your plastic. I learned my lesson. The next movie I do, knock wood, I will have cash on hand. I will have lots of cash on hand, and I will secure it somewhere that only I know its location. And I will not give my credit card to anyone to buy anything. All right, we're going to get out of here. Hope you all have a great week. And please, be a lion, not a sheep.